Welcome to the January 26th meeting of the Virginia Marine Resources Commission. We're going to be here all day. We got a long agenda here, lots of various items that are to be discussed and decided by the commission. If there's a matter on the agenda that you wish to discuss before the commission, raise your hand. I'll call you forward here, and you've got a chance to provide testimony. If there's a matter that you want to discuss with the commission that is not on the agenda, the public comment period will open around lunch, around noon, and then reopen again after lunch. So I want to make sure that everybody that has anything to say before the commission has an opportunity. So, welcome. We'll rise now for a Pledge of Allegiance led by Mr. Tony Watkinson, followed by an invocation by Mr. Ed Tankard.
Please face the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing.
Let us pray. Lord, we give thanks for the bounty of our commonwealth. As stewards of your creation, give us the wisdom to make decisions that enhance and protect these valuable public resources. Further, we ask that you protect the fishermen, marine police officers who work the wintry waters of the season. Make our deliberations this day productive and forthright. For this we pray. Amen.
Please be seated. Chief Watkinson, Deputy Chief Cimino, are there any changes to the agenda? Thank you, sir. So the shorter agenda is a bit of a blessing. Other staff introductions. Mr. Stagg.
So as commissioners, as you may or may not be aware, we did lose our southern area surveyor, Rob Butler, a few months back. He took a job with the federal government. It was a good move for him, I think. Not such a good move for us, but he was pretty relied on employee. But we have now vetted and hired a new surveyor. This is Daniel Faggart. He will be the southern area surveyor. We're getting him up to speed over the last couple of weeks. He's only been here a couple of weeks. I want to introduce him and throw him into the fire and let him see what a commission meeting was like.
Yes, sir. I look forward to working with everyone and picking up where Rob left off.
Terrific. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Don't run away. Deputy Chief Cimino.
I have to be out there and I bring two people. Elizabeth Ward, who's actually been with us a couple months. She's in our mandatory reporting department. She got a marine biology degree from ODU, interned with DEQ before coming to us. And Ryan Jorley, who did his undergrad at William & Mary and then went on to the University of Florida for his master's. We're very excited to have both of them here, and we've got a lot of work for them. So.
Terrific. Welcome aboard.
Thanks.
Glad to have you both. At this point here, I'd like to swear in staff and representatives from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science who may be testifying here today. Please rise, raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you will give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Please be seated here. Ladies and gentlemen of the commission, we have before us an amended agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as modified?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Mr. France. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. The agenda is approved.